morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Mr. Leader.
Good morning, Mr. Dupree.
Today we'll rehearse the music for my new drama, Desperate Desmond. As I were the play, I would like you to come in once in a while with a little incidental music. For instance, when the villain enters, you play very mysterioso. Plunk, 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 plunk. You see, that's the villain's salary, 4 plunks. You get the idea, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Very well, then we will begin with curtain music, suggesting the scene. When the curtain rises, there is a scene of a wood with a stream running through it. Drama, one moment. Not a peanut stand, just a little stream. And now that the curtain is up, the play will begin. Enter first Rosamond, the village maiden. No, no, Rosamond, the village maiden, comes in here. Not Rosenbaum, the village undertaker. We must suggest to the audience that there's a beautiful girl coming on. That's the idea. That's beautiful. I love that selection, the rosary. Now the girl, all unsuspecting of the danger which is lurking nigh, comes tripping on to await the coming of her lover. While she is waiting subtly, the plot thickens and in comes the villain. Stop, stop. One moment. Not on a horse. See, he walks in. You better stay out of this thing altogether. You have too many improvements. Oh, Mr. Leader, we better bring this villain on with a little mysterious music. That's the idea. The villain sees the girl there and speaks to her. He says, "Woman, be mine." The girl fears the villain and shudders. No, it's a shudder, not a convulsion. And she says, "What, be your wife?" No. She spurns him, so the villain says, "What, you refuse me? Ever tell me, proud and haughty beauty, I say you must and shall be mine." So the girl shudders again. That is the plot of the drama, a pair of shudders. He does it just for a blind. So the villain gets angry, and he takes her by the wrist, and they struggle. Oh, hold on a minute. Great Scott, these people are struggling. That's what you played there. Why, this is a dramatic situation. This requires something more of an allegro pizzicato di capo agitato, as it were. Stuff. Now, whatever you do, get the finish right. Now, as we get to the end of the play, the villain takes the girl and is just about to strangle her to death when in comes the hero. Shades of Henry Irving, a hero comes in here, not a buck dancer. You spoil the best part of my play, where the hero runs in, knocks the villain down, and says, "You cur, I have foiled you." And then as the curtain comes down, the hero with a girl in his arms turns to the villain and says, "So, you would have robbed me of my Rosamond, but at last, love is the winner, and the girl is mine." Let it alone. Great heavens, now you're 3 years ahead of me. Gentlemen, I think we'll postpone this rehearsal till this afternoon. Good morning.
Good night.